Jayarada Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jayarada Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi jana valava girivara dari. Gopi jana valava girivara dari. Yashoda nandana braja jana ranjana. Yashoda nandana braja jana ranjana. Jamuna tira vanachari. Jamuna tira vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Kunja Bihari. Vishnupad Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Astavasata Sri Srimad Isavangari Savai Charnar Vinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Sekaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nichanand Shiroita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Shama Kundarada Kundagir Govardhan Ki Jai Sri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai, Sri Gangamai Ki Jai, Sri Jamnamai Ki Jai, Sri Mati Tulsi Devi Maharan Ki Jai, His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, The Lordship Sri Sri Radhi Sham Sundar Ki Jai, The Lordship Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai, The Lordship Sri Sri Gaunitai Ki Jai, The Lordship Sri Sri Lakshmi Nrisimhadev Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the lotus feet of Sri Sri Guru and Guranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we will be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 11, entitled The Childhood Pastimes of Krishna, text number 6 and 7. We'll do 6 together, and then I'll go on to 7. So, Ulu Kalam Vikarshantam. Dhanma badam swatmajam Vilokya nanda prahashad Vadano vimumochaha Ilu kalam vikarshantam. Damna badam swatmajam. Vilokyananda prahashad. Varano vimumochaha. Ulu kalam vikarshantam. Damna badam swatmajam. Vilokyananda prahashad. Varano vimumochaha. Please chant. Lukalam vikarshantam. Damna badam samatmajam. Vilokyananda prahashad. Varano vimumochaha. Ilukalam vikarshantam. Damna badam swamatmajam. Vilokyananda prahasa. Varano vimumochaha. Let it. Samatmajam Vilokyananda Prahasa. So, word for word, Ulu Kalam is a wooden mortar, Vikarshantam, dragging, Damna by the rope. Badam, bound. Swam Atmajam, his own son Krishna. Vilokya, by seeing. Na, Nanda Maharaj. Prahasat Vadana, whose face began to smile when he saw the wonderful child. Vimumocha ha, release him from the bounds. Translation. When Nanda Maharaj saw his own son bound with ropes to the wooden mortar and dragging it, he smiled and released Krishna from his bonds. Purport. Nanda Maharaj was surprised that Yashoda, Krishna's mother, could have bound her beloved child in such a way. Krishna was exchanging love with her. How then could she have been so cruel as to bind him to the wooden mortar? Nanda Maharaj understood this exchange of love, and therefore he smiled and released Krishna. In other words, as Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, binds a living entity in fruitive activities, he binds Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj in parental affection. This is his pastime. And text 8. Gopi bi stobito nrityad bhagavan balavat krachit udgayati kwachin mugdas tatvaso daru yantravat. Translation. The gopis would say, if you dance, my dear Krishna, then I shall give you half a sweetmeat. By saying these words or by clapping their hands, all the gopis encouraged Krishna in different ways. At such times, although he was the supremely powerful personality of Godhead, he would smile and dance according to their desire, as if he were a wooden doll in their hands. Sometimes he would sing very loudly. At their bidding, in this way, Krishna came completely under the control of the gopis. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Vandeham Shri Gurum Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupa Sargrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijanam Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vreshwari Vrishabhanustute Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrstaya Bhutale Shumati Shula Prabhu Prabhita Amini Shri Shri Vrindata Vivira Padapat Pankajadaini Prabhupada Anuvadaya Namah Shri Vrbhavi So, after reading this couple of verses and a short purport, there are two things that stood out in my mind and what I want to talk about today. One is devotee relationship, and the second is blindness as being the prerequisite of love. So, in terms of devotee relationship here, Srila Prabhupada point out as describing Nanda Maharaj's behavior and thus predicted, in depicting what I want to talk about, this principle, that Nanda Maharaj, he saw that his loving child was bound, and one can understand that he must have gotten upset with Mother Yashoda, that how can she, Srila Prabhupada described, that he is thinking, how can she be so cruel as to bind this child in this way and put him in such danger? But then he understood that this is a relation of love, loving reciprocation between the two of them, so therefore I'm not getting involved. Nanda Maharaj put his hands up. You know, I don't even want to understand what, you know, why Mother Yashoda is angry. I just take care of my child. So he unbound the child. So this is a relationship here that we find a lot in the material world between the devotees and the Lord, that we may not understand that relationship, or we may not be part of that relationship. But either case, we don't interfere. And I want to cite two examples of this. One One time, Sri Sanatan Goswami, he was passing through Vrindavan, Braj, and he saw that one Brijvasi, Mohandas Chaube, he, in his courtyard, and it's all nice sandy courtyard, unlike now. Actually, in 2006, I was there in July in Vrindavan, and we went on parikram. It was nice sandy path on the parikram. Then I went back in for Kartik, just like 2.5 months after, and almost the entire parikram path was all paved and all the nice sand and the real pleasure of Vrindavan kind of are starting to disappear. So, like I heard this devotees describe that Vrindavan is now become a concrete jungle. So anyway, this in the courtyard of Mohandas Chaube, his children were playing, and you know they were playing with sand, and they had a Gopal deity there with them. I don't know if you ever had any experience, but I do when I was a little child. We would play in the sand and the dirt, and we would take sand and put it in our heads and all of our bodies, and we would have such a wonderful time. And when our mothers would call us, you know, it's time to come home and take dinner, we would not pay attention. She would call one time, two time, three times, we would still not pay heed. And then she would pick up the stick, then we would all disappear from there. So, like that, Mohandas Chaube's children, they were having a wonderful time at Krishna, playing with him in the dirt and the sand, taking sand and put it on Krishna's body. And so, like that, and when Sanatan Goswami passed by, he saw this, he immediately went over to the father, Mohandas Chaube, and he chastised him and he got on his case. He said, "This is very disrespectful and is offensive to the deity. This is Krishna himself, the Lord, and you can't have him like that." So, anyway, he started preaching principles of deity worship and so forth to him. So that night, when Sanatan Goswami was asleep, Krishna came to him. He said, "Now you have messed up the whole my whole sweetness. That you have created such a disturbance that now they are seeing me as God, and I can't enjoy this play anymore. So therefore, I want to come with you." So anyway, that's a whole other pastime going on there. So that's one thing that, with all, Sanatana Goswami is one of the most important personalities in our line, and he's a very advanced devotee, part of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. But with that relationship, Krishna mentioned like that to him in this regard. There was another pastime when Ramanujacharya, he was touring with his many, many disciples, and they went to Jagannath Puri. So when he went there, he saw the standard of worship that the Puri Pandas were performing to Lord Jagannath. And apparently it wasn't like the best standard or clean or whatever. Sometimes when you go there, you see different things that you can easily become offensive if you don't have the right mentality. I was there and I saw, and sometimes I wondering. So anyway, so Ramanujacharya, he called the king of Puri and he said, "I want to establish a better standard of worship here." And he start pinpoint, and he said, "What I'll do." So anyway, the king respected him and they decided to accept and to implement the standard as per his instruction, which is supposed to be the following morning. So the next morning, all the Pandas and the Pujaris, along with the Puri Maharaj, they were there waiting for Ramanujacharya to come to give his new guidelines and instructions as how to worship the deity. And they were waiting and waiting, and there was no Ramanujacharya. He wasn't turning up. So afterwards, he never turned up, so then they continued with their own standard. So afterwards, they understood what happened is that night, Lord Jagannath came and he got on Ramanujacharya's case. He said, "Why are you trying to change these devotees' relationship and worship to me, that it's okay as it is. And he took Ramanujacharya and he took him far away. In the night, he put him in a faraway land. So, like that, to disturb a relationship that others may have with the Lord, or even among the devotees, this is a principle among the devotees, that, you know, we have offenses, Vaishnava Parad, we have even the Guru Ravagya, the offense and the disobedience of the orders of the Guru. Then you have these principles. In any society, in any organization, there are principles. And this is one principle that one devotee should never ever disturb the faith that another devotee has, either in the Lord or in another devotee. With all, we might not be able to understand that relationship, or we may apparently see fault with that third party devotee, but we should never get involved in trying to disturb the faith that a second devotee have in that one. So that's one principle of Krishna consciousness that's very important, not to disturb the faith one devotee has in someone else. And the other thing that stood out in my mind here is this loving reciprocation among the Brijabasi devotees here, especially Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj, that, and I deemed it as blindness, the prerequisite of love, because for one to actually have the higher standard of love for the Lord or even for someone else, you have to become blind to some of the facts of the other person. Even in material relationship between husband and wife or so forth, or friends, that, and this is one of the things that have been one of the factors that creates separation among our devotee grihastha families, because we have to learn to be blinded to some of the facts of that other party. So if we can learn that, how to tolerate and how to not always see the bad qualities of the other party in the forefront, then the relationship can go on. So in a similar way, not a bad quality in this case, but to understand the position, the real position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Bhagavan, then this relationship can continue, can actually carry on. Actually, in coming back to our material relationship of blindness, there is one story that we used to tell in Guyana. Once there was a man sent his beautiful young daughter to America. So after some time, she married and she went back to Guyana to see her father. So when she went there, you know, she married a guy that was literally, you know, negative in every way, shape, and form. He was dirty, gross, he don't bathe, he's stinky, he doesn't look good. So he married this guy and he went back to Guyana. So then he said, she told her dad, she said, "Daddy, here's my husband." So daddy looked around, he said, "Where? I can't see your husband." He said, "Daddy, look, he's right over my shoulders." So then daddy said, "Wait, my child, in all of America, you couldn't have found someone better to marry?" So then she said, "Daddy, don't you know that love makes you blind?" So he said, "Yes, my child, I understand that love can make you blind, but if you couldn't see, you couldn't smell," you know, like that. So anyway, it was probably more so like a joke. So anyway, it's like for her to carry on that relationship, she have to be blinded to these facts that there are so many negativities. So similarly, on a higher level here, Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, and all these Brijabasis, they had to be blinded by the fact that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. If not, they couldn't have performed all these pastimes here. And actually, even with Radharani, with all Radharani, is very very learned, she's very conscious of Krishna's position. And she appeared like a simple village girl. Her name is Hari Rasa Pandita. Actually, my god sister has been given that name. That she understands to the highest extent, and she's most learned in Krishna's rasas and mellows. And still, by the way of Yoga Maya, that she would act in Krishna in such a way as to get on his case pretty much most of the times. Actually, when the demigods went to pray to the Lord because of so many disturbances in the material world, the demigods went and prayed to the Lord to appear. And actually, this Jiva Goswami explains this passage like this. So, Krishna told Radharani, you know what, I have some business to do in the material world, I'll be back shortly. You stay, I'm going and I'll be back shortly. So Radharani said, you know, well, I don't want to stay alone. So Krishna said, no, you know, it's just shortly, I would be back. So then Radharani said, well, if you leave me alone, I would give up my life. And now this is in Golok Vrindavan, where everyone is eternal. So understand the kind of a contradiction of Radharani wanting to give up her life in Golok Vrindavan. So then Krishna said, okay, then you can come. Then she said, you know, well, if I go, I don't want to go alone either. I don't want to go and leave my Govardhan Hill and my Yamuna and the beautiful Braj. So I want all of that to come with me. You know, some of the ladies are like that. You know, whenever they go somewhere, they have to carry an entire package. Sometimes, you know, when a man travels, you have a little bag. When the ladies go, you have so much paraphernalia has to go. All the facilities. So Radharani set the pace. And actually, Radharani, it's by her mercy that Krishna manifested all these places, these transcendental abodes here in the material world. So I mention that because Radhashtami is coming up, and I would like to remind myself to be conscious as to whose mercy that we're having all of Vrindavan Dham and Golok and Govardhan, Yamuna. So like that, so Radharani would get on Krishna's case sometimes and, you know, demand that she want this to happen. So actually, here, when Krishna appeared from the very beginning, and I won't go much into detail of that, it's going to take a long time, but when Krishna appeared, from day one, he had this problem to constantly, he had to constantly cover the devotees with his yoga maya so that they won't see him as God. And the very first instance is that when he appeared and Nanda Maharaj called the family priest, Garga Muni, to come and see the child and do his astrological chart, everyone was surrounding. I mean, it was a little private because of Kamsa, but there are many who surrounded there when Garga Muni came. And as soon as he saw this child, Jiva Goswami describes that he starts offering all these big philosophical prayers because he recognized this as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He started offering all these prayers, all these big fancy prayers of worshiping the Lord. And then everyone was getting, you know, oh, this is God. So then Krishna, he was just born. He said, uh-oh, you know, this is going to disturb the whole mellow here now. What should I do? So then immediately he used his yoga maya potency and covered all the devotees. So that as soon as Garga Muni left, they all forgot about all these big fancy prayers that he's God. And they were hugging and pet him and playing with him like that. So then, when Krishna started to move about and getting into the Damodar Leela, which we're wrapping up here, Krishna was, when he was hungry and he had Mother Yashoda, came to give him milk, was drinking milk from her breast. There was an incident that took place that it is described that everything in Braj, unlike the material world, everything is in Braj is conscious. They're very conscious. So what did Mother Yashoda do? She left the milk boiling. Actually, if anyone goes to India, you know, like here, we just put the milk in the refrigerator. When I grew up, we had no refrigerators, so my mother would be boiling the milk morning and afternoon, and like that, the milk stays for days. It doesn't go bad. So if you put too much heat, then it would boil over. But in this case, the milk starting to boil over, not because there was too much fire on it, or sometimes when the ladies, they would curd milk, they know that if you put too much fire, it would just boil over. So this case, the milk was boiling over was because the milk was thinking, well, oh, Mother Yashoda leave us, and she is giving Krishna's milk, that the only purpose of our existence is to feed Krishna. That's the only purpose of we as milk is for Krishna's pleasure. And now we have no use because Krishna is drinking the milk from Mother Yashoda's breast. So therefore, there is no purpose of us, for us. So therefore, the milk starts boiling over. They were getting into the fire. So then when Mother Yashoda saw that the milk was boiling over, she dropped Krishna and she went running to go and to attend to the milk. So when the milk saw Mother Yashoda coming, they said, oh, there is a chance for us to engage in Krishna's service. So all the milk jumped back into the pot. And like that, all the milk was saved. So when that happened, Krishna got angry. And we know what happened after that. He starts breaking, you know, he breaks the pots and all of that. And when he did that, Mother Yashoda came and she was chastising him. She came with a stick. And Krishna is saying, he got very, very afraid. And he said, Mata, please put that stick down. Please put it down. And then Mother Yashoda was showing him the stick and he keep repeating, please put it down. He was so fearful and he was crying. After that, after she caught him. So then she said, okay, if you don't want a stick, then I'll have to do something else. So actually what happened in that there, she was chastising Krishna. And she's because Krishna was feeding the yogurt and so forth and butter to the monkeys. And so then she said, if you want to live like this and feeding the monkeys, why don't you go and live with the monkeys? So then Krishna said, okay, I'll go and live with the monkeys. So then Mother Yashoda turned around and her heart starts beating really hard and she starts sobbing. She said, uh-oh, what if Krishna really does this? Go and leave me and go with the monkeys. What would happen? So she became very afraid. So that's when she decided to tie Krishna. So when she when she was thinking of tying him, she turned to the wooden mortar and said, you know, you're the one who assisted Krishna, that you turn yourself upside down, because Krishna turned the mortar upside down and he was climbing on that so he can reach the pots that was hanging from the ceiling. So he said, you're the one who turned yourself upside down to help Krishna, because yet again everything in Braj is conscious, that you help Krishna, so therefore I'll tie the two of you together. So then she also tied up the mortar before the mortar decided to go and do this again. Go and turn himself upside down and others can go and break the pots. So Mother Yashoda tied the two of them together. So Krishna was crying and she got upset. She left, went back to attend to the milk. And as soon as she left the room, Krishna started laughing. You know, children are like this. You know, when the parents are around, they would show all kind of emotions and just to draw their attention and sympathy. So they would cry and behave in such a way. Most of us know, majority of us have kids. So Krishna was doing like that, and as soon as Mother Yashoda left, he starts laughing. And he said, okay, now I'll do something more naughty. So like that, he decided to go and drag the trees down. So when he dragged the trees down, and this big crashing sound, and everyone came running, he was laughing and laughing with his friends. And then Nanda Maharaj came. So as soon as he saw Nanda Maharaj, he stopped laughing, he starts crying again, so that Nanda Maharaj can be merciful to him. So like that, he displayed this, you know, immediately as Nanda Maharaj appeared, he starts crying and showed that he was afraid, and oh, he's shivering. So then Nanda Maharaj is thinking, oh, look how cruel Mother Yashoda can be. And that comes to today's verse. Look how cruel she is, that she's binding this very beautiful child. Look how the child is crying and he needs help. And he didn't know the other side of Krishna, what he was thinking. So like that, Krishna was creating these pastimes so that he can bond his devotees with this kind of a love and affection. And he was acting in such a way, so dependent, that his parents had to or feel the need to protect him. So they were thinking that this is my child. So Nanda Maharaj is thinking, oh, well, she's so cruel, she's binding this child, she do something so bad. But you know what? This is a loving affair between Krishna and his mother. I'm not getting involved. Sometimes I see that with my wife and children too. So then she would get on her case, get so angry at them, and very next minute she would love and pet them. And then I was thinking, wait, it's just a minute ago you were so mad at them. I really can't understand, but I said, you know, leave it. That's their relationship, you know, leave it alone. So Nanda Maharaj demonstrated a similar thing here with that relationship. Never to get involved, never to get mixed up with that. So at that time, Nanda Maharaj unbound Krishna and he put him on his lap. So then he was hugging Nanda Maharaj and he was saying, oh, I don't want to go to Maya. She bunged me up. I don't want to see her. He was turning his face from his mother. And then the other gopis were telling him, oh, at least go to your mom. He said, no. I don't want to see her. I don't even want to go next to her. So he was hugging onto his baba. And at that time, Mother Yashoda felt so bad that she was fainting, she was crying, and she felt so guilty that she had tied this child. And she was getting heartbroken. At that point, it's described that she was almost about to give her life up. So when Krishna saw how much love that Mother Yashoda had for him, he decided to go and correct the situation. So then he immediately left Nanda Maharaj and he ran to Mother Yashoda, jump on her lap, and he was hugging and pudging her. And like that, she completely forgot and she became very loving again. So like that, when Krishna acted in such a way with his devotees, this very loving relationship, then it's actually very, very sweet that Krishna's appearance is like a culmination of all these different avatars to bring out all these rasas, all these mellows. It actually described that when Lord Ramachandra appeared, all the sages wanted to play with him, like friends, some want to be his girlfriend, some want to marry him. And he told them that in my next avatar, when I descend as Krishna, then you can all have your desires fulfilled. When he went to Videha, which is the kingdom of Maharaj Janaka, and where Sita came from, it is described that all the ladies in Videha wanted Krishna, wanted Lord Ram to be their lover and to be their husband. They were so attracted to him because Lord Ram was so beautiful. But in that appearance, in that manifestation, Lord Ram, his mood was more of an Aishwarya Bhav. So yet again, he promised them that, okay, all your desires will be fulfilled. But when I come here as Krishna, when I appeared. So like that, all these different personalities came. Some wanted Krishna as their child, or Lord Rama as their child, some of the other incarnations. Even Lord Narsingadev, when he appeared and he was playing with Prahlad Maharaj after he killed Hiranyakashipu, he was feeling so much ecstasy. And he said, oh, you know, this relationship is so sweet that I want to be involved in this relationship. So when Krishna appeared, he played a role of this little child and have all these wonderful mellows and relationships with everyone. And he had to constantly keep covering them with his yoga maya. Even when Mother Yashoda, when Krishna was eating dirt, Mother Yashoda, when she was complained to by the other cowherd boys that Krishna was eating dirt, she asked Krishna. Krishna said, "No, they were just telling lies on me because something that they have done, and I'm not agreeing with them. So therefore, they want to do something bad back to me. So therefore, they're saying like that." So Mother Yashoda said, "Okay, let me see your mouth." So when she looked into Krishna's mouth, which went down into his abdomen, she saw all the universes, and there's so much, the entire creation she saw there. And then she starts understanding, wait a minute, this has to be God, this has to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then she started thinking, she started becoming philosophical, because with all these Brijbasis, they appear as simple village women. They were very, very highly qualified pandits or panditas. They were very, very qualified. They are the topmost level of knowledge and understanding. So then she started thinking, and Krishna said, "Uh-oh, what have I done again? That now Mother Yashoda is going to start seeing me as the origin, as the Adi Purusha, and then she won't care to chastise me or have this relationship, because she would now go with awe and reverence." So then immediately had to cover her with yoga maya again, so that this relationship, this loving relationship, can continue. As even also here in the next verse, where the gopis would have Krishna dance for them, and they would have him do different stuff. Krishna enjoys that relationship. So we are the same. Sometimes when we feel, if at all, sometimes we might be the mothers or fathers for our homes, and we are mainly in the leadership role. Sometimes when we switch that around, where we let the children take over, okay, you decide what I should eat today, or you decide what I should do. It's like a very, very sweet, loving relationship. You feel very happy about it. Every one of you have that experience. So Krishna is doing a similar thing here in these pastimes of making the Brijbasis blind to his actual position. And that's how I come up.